the question was asked, what should one do? They had a dream. They want an interpretation to the dream. What should they do? So the truth is that we have pages in Talmud interpreting dreams. We have pages in the Babylonian Talmud. We have in the Jerusalem Talmud. Chazal actually went to great lengths. Chazal is an acronym. Our sages of blessed memory, Chachmenu Zichonam Livracha. So our sages of blessed memory went to great lengths to actually give us many interpretations of dreams. And one of the things we see in Chazal's interpretations is that the explanation of a dream is very, very, very nuanced. It's not at all what we would think. A person sees his teeth falling out, that could be a very positive sign. A person sees himself without legs, that could be a very positive sign. Many, many dreams that we would think are terrible, Chazal gave them very positive interpretations. So when we come to interpret dreams, we need to know a few basic rules. Number one, the Gemara gives us a rule. Chalomot holochin achar hapeh. The dreams go after the mouth. The way you interpret a dream is the way it'll happen. So Chazal say that our interpretation matters. The Talmud gives us two rabbis, Abaye and Rava, that had identical dreams. They both went to the dream interpreter, Bar Hedya, and one paid and one didn't pay. So the one who paid got a good interpretation. And the one who, Rava, who did not pay Bar Hedya, he kept getting bad interpretations for his dreams. And both came true, both interpretations. The good dream and the bad dream. The good interpretation and the bad interpretation. They both had the same dream, and he would interpret it depending on whether you paid him or not. He'd give a good or a bad interpretation, and all his interpretations came true.
If you paid
Bar Hedya, he gave you a good interpretation. If you didn't pay, he gave it a bad interpretation. To the point where Rava's wife died. He had one dream where Bar Hedya said, oh, pay me before I interpret the dream. And Rava said, no. And so he said, oh no, then this dream means your wife's going to die. And Rava's wife died. I'm saying so.
Give this guy incredible power.
Wait, slowly. Let's work it out. So our sages say that chalomot olchin achar hapeh. Dreams go by our speech. When we learned this in the Ein Yaakov, so we saw in Tosfos, we saw a discussion of whether the dream can go by anyone say so. Meaning, can I interpret a dream? Can anyone here interpret a dream? And that wasn't clear among the commentaries, whether any person who hears a dream can give an interpretation, and that interpretation will matter. We definitely find in the Tanakh that there were specific people who were good at interpreting dreams. Yes, I brought that thinking of you. But the chocolate isn't only for him. I brought chocolate thinking of him, but it's for everyone. So, yes, it's not a dream. There is chocolate here tonight. Coming back to our dreams. So the first point we've learned so far is that dreams go after the interpretation. The second point we've learned is that it's not clear whether anyone can interpret a dream. The third point we learned, the Talmud says, is that chalma delo mifarsha, a dream that wasn't expressed, ki igrita delo mikarya, is like a letter that was never read. So it can't have impact because no one read it. So our sages say it's a good thing not to tell over your dreams. If you don't tell, then nothing can happen with the dream. That's one. Number two, if you do tell, make sure to tell it to friends who will give it a good interpretation. So you have to tell them in advance. I'm about to tell you a dream. You better give me a good interpretation now. And make sure you give it to someone really smart. Because otherwise, who knows what interpretation they'll think is good. And finally, the Talmud tells us a formula, which we have printed in many Sidurim. It's called Hatavat Chalom, the betterment of a dream. And it says that when a person has a dream, Haroei Chalom, a person saw a dream at night, V'nafsho aguma alav, and he gets up in the morning and he's all upset because of the dream he saw. So then, Yetivenu, he should make the dream good in front of three people. And the way the process goes is that he comes to them and he says to them, Chelmar Chazai, I saw a dream. And they tell him, Tavahu V'tava Lehevei. It's good, and it should come out for good. And then there's this whole process of what he tells them and what they tell him back. And it's called Hatavat Chalom, the betterment of a dream. The Talmud says that when a person is worried about a dream that they dreamed, so then they can do that. They can summon three friends, sit them down, and do this process with them, and that's called Hatavat Chalom. They've bettered the dream. So even if the dream had a not positive interpretation, so that's, so to speak, the cure for a dream that might have had a negative meaning.
You have to tell them the dream in that person?
It doesn't say you have to tell them in the dream. No. Very interesting. I would have thought yes.
I mean, godlike powers, other than the fact that the dreamer will be influenced by the interpretation and maybe his actions will influence something to happen. But that's very minor. I mean, the idea that whoever you tell the dream to all of a sudden has this power. I mean, pretty soon we'll read about Yosef. That's supposed to be something very special, not that the...
Right.
People can just do. He had a certain gift. Here you're kind of saying, if something's troubling you, you have people you think highly of, it seems strange, doesn't it?
But maybe the dream is coming from godlike powers, and the interpretation that you give ends up coming from godlike powers as well.
So I think that everything ultimately, but that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean it'll influence things.
What he's saying, it says about Nevuah. It says that when the Navi sees the vision, so the vision is from Hashem and the interpretation is from Hashem. That it says about Nevuah. When it comes to dreams, you see from the story of Bar-Hedya, it certainly sounds differently. It sounds like there's a force out there you can tap into. The Gemara says there are different types of dreams. Look, there are pages in Talmud on this, but you guys want the whole thing here in a nutshell. The Gemara says there are dreams that come from Shadim, which we discussed last week, whether Shadim are these creatures floating around or Shadim are psychological problems. We brought two opinions among the commentaries and even the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra about whether a shade is actually a thing, is a demon walking around, or a shade is in a person's mind. So the Gemara says there are two types of dreams. There's a dream that comes from a shade, and then there's a dream that's partial prophecy. The Gemara says that a dream can be 1/60th of prophecy. The Gemara says, Kabi nevuah ktana. And so the Gemara says there were rabbis that, one rabbi I think the Gemara brings, that when he would wake up in the morning and he had a good dream, so he'd quote the verse, B'chalom adaber bo. Hashem says, I speak to the prophet through dreams. And when he'd have a bad dream, then he'd wake up in the morning and say, the verse says, Chalamot shav yedaberun. Dreams speak lies. So he wasn't willing to be uptight about his bad dreams. There is a concept in Talmud about Tanit Chalom, taking on a fast if one is really worried about a dream they had last night. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes that we generally assume that if we have any bad dreams, it stems from indigestion. We don't think it's really something meaningful. We assume that any negative dream we're having is stemming from indigestion. So that's why we're not quick to take on these fasts. We'd sooner do Hatavat Chalom. And some people at the end of that Hatavat Chalom, they also give some charity. They'll put like 30 agurot in the pushka. They'll do a little bit of charity together with the Hatavat Chalom.